So it was the Southeast Asia Surge who beat the Fast Fours to win the final. They won it 3-1, taking out the women's doubles and the 2 mixed doubles and counters to win this tournament. Boys, the Southeast Asia Surge, what did you think?
Too good to be true.
Hey, they're so good. And that, Marcel?
Yeah, Marcel Chan. He was the fucking man.
I have to say.
You got to meet him. Wait till you meet him in the flesh. He's a legend. He's so cool.
He went from, like, I was saying he was Happy Gilmore's caddy to now he is Happy Gilmore. Like, he is the main star, the main actor. And he has so much energy and such a nice guy. And, like, literally, he was the best on the court on that whole weekend.
Mate, he was hitting
balls. Once.
Yeah, he was hitting balls around his back, tweeners.
Yes, like, he puts on a show, man.
Yeah, man. He's
got
awesome.
Style. He's got style.
Oh, mate, he's got style, but he's got shots as well.
I feel like he'd be very good wingman.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gives me that energy.
On the court, or are you just talking about?
On and off. Yeah, I think he had more some off. Aviators.
You gave me that look like you're talking about, like.
Yeah. Like, go to the casino with that guy. He might play some blackjack with us. He might.
Colin, are you locking in your man crush for the whole season early? Like, after one round? After one round?
I did get to interview him at the end of the tournament.
You don't want to give it some thought?
No.
Right.
But you bring up a really good point about Marcel Chan. You know, he played 8 games and his record was 7-1.
Yeah.
Like, him and Leander are the number one ranked player after that tournament. They were just absolute beasts. I thought Leander, boys, played phenomenal in that final. It should be said that Pei, she was awarded the MVP and definitely a deserved winner there. But I think, you know, Leander was, he must have been so close. He must have been very, very close because his role that he played, particularly in the mixed doubles, was really, really good. But he actually went face-to-face with Lucas Pascoe across the net, and he came up trumps a fair few times to sort of tilt that that match in their – in. Actually, no, I don't think they won that one. I think that's where they lost. My apologies. But he did perform really, really well when he was facing off against Pascoe in that gender doubles, but also when he did the mixed doubles. So, yeah. Actually, I've just realized that Marcel Chan was who he had to face off with Lucas Pascoe. So I've just cooked that.
And
completely.
And it actually turns out after a little bit of stalking, him and Fuck are like best friends.
Fook.
Yeah.
Mate, you should have seen it. We should also say we got the privilege of throwing opening welcoming player party on the Thursday night where we did have California Tacos supply all the players with some tacos, which was excellent.
Loved it.
We got to say a bit of a thank you to all the players, and I specifically got up there and said, now where's Fuck? And everyone was kind of like, half people were laughing and the other half people were like, oh my God, what did he just say? I said, we need to clear this up. I've walked across glass so that no one else has to. How do you pronounce your name? And he said, it's Fook. So from now on, it's Fook. But he's a legend too.
Yeah, he seems
to. He's an absolute legend too.
Legend.
So yeah, that game, that final, yeah, that was red hot. It really, really was. And look, the Fast Fours girls, Liz Truluck and Jamie Way, like they lost their matchup, but they had a huge tournament, Colin, and they won the PPA, the gender doubles, playing, you know, 5 or 6 games in, mate. How bad was the heat on that weekend? Like, Ty, it was Bali vibes in terms of the heat. It was so freaking hot. Just unseasonably hot. And those girls, they had to play a long day on that Saturday.
Yeah. I will point out what I saw is they are the new Rose and Summer. Like, last year, those two girls on their team were just too superior than all the other women's doubles. And now this year, these girls, they're taking over. And both of them went to university in the States. And I had a good conversation with both of them. They brought that collegiate atmosphere to this pickleball tournament. And it was fun to watch them.
Yeah, you make a good call there. I reckon they are exactly that. They are the Summer and the Rose from season one for sure. And like Liz True, like her backhand from the baseline is absolute weapon. Like, I've never seen like a player who plays on that left-hand side with, you know, their forehand in the middle just leave so many balls. But Jamie Way is more than happy to just leave them from Liz Truluck because her backhand is just like, it's oomph straight over that net.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, I reckon playing together in the PPA only made their chemistry even stronger for the MLP.
Yeah. But yeah, they had to play a huge day. They would have played five games to win that final. They had to play two MLP matches because they had to play in the quarterfinals to make it through to a semifinal. So I feel like, yeah, they were just a bit too gassed. Sorry. A bit too gassed when it came to the actual final to win their matchup. But watch out for the fast fours, hey, boys, because George Wall has got them humming. And Lucas Pascoe, he also played like a significant role. We're seeing like an improvement in Lucas Pascoe in terms of his like overall temperament to actually, you know, I guess figure out how to use all his strength and power to play with a bit more precision this season.
And consistency, and
look, and he's coming off. He's not the number one pick anymore. You know, he's settled in. He's had his first season. I think after season one, he's, you know, maybe humbled a bit, and now he's just a good player in the pack. So he's probably just kind of stuck into his game versus his expectation of himself, right? Or maybe what he perceived that other people would have, the expectation of him being the number one pick. I mean, that's a lot for a freaking, let's call it, prepubescent boy.
Yeah, and I will say, having George, who is also a local guy, to be able to train with on a weekly basis, that's just going to benefit him more and more in that whole team. And we didn't talk about this earlier, but we did get invited to the day before the actual tournament. We got invited to Vish and Sarah need an extra two to play with. So we're like, oh yeah, we'll help you guys train for the tournament tomorrow. And we show up and every court at KDV was booked by every professional about to play. And we're like, we are not needed here, guys. No. But we had a crack. We had a bit of fun.
You missed out again, Ty, on that. So you might know there's four brand new purpose-built pickleball courts plus the three at KDV that they're always been, right? So, yeah, you just imagine it. You rock up and it was just
thinking you'd have the own court to yourself. Yeah. Like, maybe the only ones there.
You would have loved that hit. Such a shame that you weren't there, but that's obviously why I got the call up.
but yeah, back to the fast fours. They're going to be in the top three, definitely.
Oh,
now, should we give a little shout out to the Glory?
Yeah, let's talk about the Glory.
Holy Glory. I mean, they put up a good fight. I unfortunately didn't get to see their matchup against the fast fours. I think you potentially were commentating it.
I was, yeah. Speaking of good fights, it probably wasn't a good fight. They got done 3-0.
But any of the games close that could have...
They were all pretty close, they were. And look, I just think at the end of the day that fast fours were just a bit too clinical in the way that went about it. Like, they had a pretty solid strategy, and that's them as a team as well. They're pretty, like, quite unassuming. But Gold Coast Glory certainly... would put up a better performance, I reckon, second time round. And we're going to get into the Vietnam, and, you know, they actually play them in the first two rounds of Vietnam, so they get a redemption shot straight up. But, that was a funny one because the Gold Coast Glory thought they would actually have the championship court, Colin, which was out of the sun.
Yes.
And then they actually got moved to the one in the sun.
They got moved because a player went to the director and requested it, I believe.
That's
roughly what my anonymous source told me.
Yes, I believe that's the case. But I think the right thing happened in the end from the point of the Southeast Asia Surge had the priority to get on that championship court because they finished at the top of the ladder.
Gotcha.
And Glory finished second.
But Glory was informed that they would, so they were preparing to be underneath
and
the
And they
shade.
Thought they would have like a home court advantage.
Well, they do. They always do. What's their mascot that's there? That
Glorious.
The Glorious? Oh, that mascot is amazing.
Yeah,
with the noodles, just smacking them together.
He's
dreamy.
He's built different.
He's built different. Mm-hmm. But I do think...
Definitely.
With Glory, it's just going to take Sarah a bit of time to be playing together, get that chemistry. I mean, let's be honest, they made it to the semifinals. So they are in the cream of the crop. They just need to get over the line, a little bit more chemistry together. It was fun watching Vish and our boy, Roman playing together. Roman, man.
He's a legend. I've been getting to know him so much more every time he comes out, and he's just such a pleasant guy. We need to get on the drink with him.
Yeah, we need to get him on the pod. He's just a good value. Like, just he's more willing to know about us than we are about him. He's like, oh, what are you guys doing? Oh, yeah. Tell us more. Yeah. Like, he's just open and loves a good barley pop. And, man, his resets is just unbelievable. Like, just this soft touch just to get it back in. And then he'll be diving for balls. And then, obviously, Vish with the lefty. Like, them two were still working some things out, but they made it to the semis, and I think they're just going to get stronger as each tournament comes along.
And look, I just want to say, hey, Vish, best friend Ty here. Look, buddy, I know we've been talking about Marcel, and look, and I know we've been talking about Fuck a fair bit, and, you know, Roman comes in as well, but you're our brother, man, and I know you're looking at the time, you go, wow, these guys are 8 minutes and 46 seconds in, and they haven't mentioned us, but just so you know, man, Our love goes deep, and I'm just speaking on behalf of myself and the entire Slam Jam crew. We share the love for the
king, no room for shame. How did you just give that to me? You didn't even know I had that up the sleeve.
I know, but I did say silent, knowing there was something good coming.
I'm going to say a big shout out to our friend Owen, who made us our new intro song, and I've just sort of sliced it up, and I've actually put that under emo Slam Jam, the emo part from our song.
And every time Ty talks, just hover that finger over there.
I know, which is bullshit because I can't be there to smack your hand. So I have no idea it's coming. But let's just say that Owen has been such an awesome sort of addition / support to the to the podcast, man.
Big shout out, Owen.
Yeah, and what's his, he's a legend. I mean, legend. You didn't ask him to make our jingle, did you?
No, he just did it. Yeah, and he's made others since then, actually. So, big shout out to Owen. Boys, if we look at the actual ladder for all the teams, obviously we got the Surge at the top, the Fours who came in second place, but then we got the Vipers. Can you freaking believe the Vipers?
The Vipes, baby.
They're third on the ladder. The whipping team from season one, like, just could not win a game. Got trounced 0-4 at times. They're third on the ladder.
It's the coach.
No, it's the chemistry, man. Yeah, I reckon Andy does such a good job. Those two girls, they're resilient, and their chemistry strong.
And then Ryan Henry.
And then you bring Ryan. He's a legend in his own right. I didn't realize his past history in tennis being the juniors champ of Australia.
Yeah. Oh. Doubles juniors champ, I think under 16s.
16s, And that, I think he runs his tennis quarters in Sydney. And, like, man, he's very good. That was a great pickup by Andy. And I think him and Andy and him are working really well together. And then Amelia and Shelby. I mean, that is great drafting by Andy. And we always gave him some smack last year. And now we need to give him some praise.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I'm so pleased for Andy to have sort of like this turnaround in team and performance and starting to actually, I guess, you know, really enjoy his pickleball. I think a big part of it, mate, was actually Shelby. Like, Shelby's, like, enthusiasm for the MLP format was on display. And, look, let's be honest, she probably rubbed a few Australian players up the wrong way with the way she went about it. But ultimately, she's not only a player, but she's a cheerleader for her team.
Yeah, and a competitor. And I love it. I love, she gets a point, throws up the fist, gives a little stare down. Yeah!
Like, she's got that. She's got that. Katie. Use it.
Yeah.
Use it, Ty. She says, use it.
She's like the American version of Katie, I reckon.
Use it is like, if you were to hit it into the net, it's a bit provocative. She's like saying, we'll use their mistake to, like, motivate you and to get momentum.
Wow.
And I love it because, like,
people who,
or it could be, I reckon. I mean, it could be, but I actually, this might be controversial for me because I'm normally a bit of a, you know, I'm normally on the right side, aren't I? But I actually really like it because, like, the term use it isn't like you suck. It's like motivating. Yeah. I just love the way how it's actually motivating your team in a sort of a backhanded way, like use that mistake you made against you. I really, really dig it. But I'll tell you, someone who didn't dig it was George Wall.
Not a fan.
Oh, she gave the use it call, and George Wall just death stared her in their matchup, and I thought she was going to evaporate on the spot. So she was a goner.
RoboCop. Yeah. Put her in the line.
Yeah. If looks could kill. And then we got the Glory in the fourth position, the Smash and the Breakers rounding out the top six. So I guess, yeah, that's who's forming up the top end of the ladder at the moment, boys. And I guess it's been a little bit of a fall for grace from the Crocs at the moment. We've got, you know, the Hustle, who've got the number one pick, Danielle Townsend. They're currently coming ninth. We got the Mavs, boys. The Mavs, our friend Rose Van Reek. It's been a rocky start from her winning the championship title, winning two tournaments last year, and now she finds herself at the bottom of the ladder. And yeah, but look, there's two more tournaments to come, and I guess the only way is up for those teams at the bottom. But it looks like it's going to be a real race out of, you know, that top six at the moment.
Can we get into some goss around, like, what happened to Wesley Gabrielson?
Oh, the Hoff.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
What happened? You know? I actually don't know.
No, well, he went to hospital. He was in no good nick. He made it up to the Gold Coast.
Was it a drop bear that got him?
No, a drop bear. I heard he had bronchitis. Now, do you boys, I've actually loaded this up. Do you boys remember there was a fire once, and this news reporter went out and they interviewed this woman to say, what was your recount of what happened? And she goes, I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I don't know, but you need to put that on the remote control.
Do you remember this? It went viral.
Soundbite.
No, hang on.
It's gotta be a soundbite.
I'm gonna play it. This is an interview for the house owner after a fire went through her home.
One resident describes her horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop, and then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Can I just say, actually thought that was a Colin Kugler post 8 beers soundbite. He literally, that is his alter ego after 8 beers.
Yeah, he does have like a Marge Simpson type voice, doesn't he?
New Orleans. Yeah, that is my girl right there. Oh, Lord, there was a fire. I felt it deep in my lungs.
But, yeah, Wesley Gabrielson, he had bronchitis, boys, and ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't got no one. Hey, but to be honest, it opened up an amazing story. Oh,
tell it, please, Colin.
I feel like you would be better. I feel like you'd be better at telling it because you were definitely commentating during it.
Well, what happened was we had Carl Yates and we had the Hoff. We had Wesley Gabrielson. They were going to partner up in the PPA gender doubles. And obviously when Wes Gabrielson got bronchitis, he's out.
And I thought I had a chance.
And I thought you had a chance, actually. I really, really did. I thought, oh, well.
I just took him out paddleboarding. Yeah. Kyle Yates, we're best mates.
And I was already like licking my lips at what your duper could rise to because I thought you could jag a number of games.
At least a couple. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
But I was too busy winning my intermediate pool play.
You had other fish to fry. Uh-huh. Well, guess who stepped up? The coach of the Sydney Smash.
Pickle Prince.
The Pickle Prince. What's up, my people?
What's up, my he needs to be on the team.
And, mate, they made it all the way to the final against Aman and Harsh, and they put up such a brilliant fight. Ultimately, unfortunately for them, Aman and Harsh won, and they're very deserved winners. But for you, I watched some of his games, Ty, and, I mean, when you got Kyle Yates on one side and you've got Yuvi on the other, you're not going to hit to Kyle. You're just going to target Yuvi. But Yuvi, time after time, man, he just absolutely, like, he took a hold of points. He defended. He reset. He finished points when he had to. Like, it wasn't like Kyle was taking real estate off him. Yuvi had to like put up a fight, and for him to make it all the way through to the final, my hat's off to your brother.
It just shows that he didn't get drafted, and he probably should have.
Well, he's still got the pedigree, doesn't he? He's still got the pedigree.
Well, he's a coach too.
Yeah. So
is he in the NPL? Is he playing NPL?
Yeah, he is. He's playing for one of the Melbourne teams. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm not sure how he's going,
that
but
boy's
yeah.
a trendsetter.
But that was
Do we have any news on MLP or NPL? Is that what we do?
No, we don't have any news since
they're not paying us yet.
You got drafted to a team, and I think you're the only the person ever that ever turned them down. I don't think any player has got drafted to a team and said, you know what? I don't feel like driving up just to play singles. So stuff ya.
I was expecting a whole lot more zeros. It was only zero. And then I think I was coming to Bali as well. I wasn't gonna make the finals had we made it or anything like that, but anyway, we don't have any because I think one bit of news, who do we have from the NPL that's actually made it now into the MLP?
That's a good question. You've got Andy, I didn't have to commentate her, so therefore I can't pronounce her last name. I think it's Dika Savage. My good friend Dylan Kimlin will be able to correct me on that one, but she's playing for the Crocs. And then I think we also have Rob Sterling. He was playing in the NPL last season, but I believe they're the only two. Actually, no, the young gun.
It was Zach. Wasn't Zach not also drafted in some respect?
No, he didn't. He wasn't drafted to MLP, but he did play for the Mavericks. Big shout out to Zach. I met him for the first time. Literally just had time to shake his hand and say, I'm going to be doing some commentating, then got switched games. But he's had hip surgery, mate. So he's handed in his resignation somewhat of the captain for the NPL team that he had, which allowed him to actually go and play as a fill-in for the Melbourne Mavericks just before he had hip surgery. So big shout out to Zach Agrabovich, who's recovering from his hip surgery.
One thing, just to get back onto MLP to point out, is the two teams had the number one and number two pick finished in the bottom three.
Oh,
so it doesn't matter where your pick order is. It's just about finding the right chemistry and the right players. So Hustle had the number one pick, and Mavericks had the number two pick. And both of them, Mavs finished in last place, and Hustle finished in third to last place. So something to keep an eye on.
Big time. Nicola Schumann, actually, for the Brisbane Breakers tie, she was the third player that's come out of NPL. She's only 17.
She's here in Bali, actually. Yeah, I think she's here in Bali, actually. I saw her warming up yesterday.
Mate, she's lovely but very, very shy. So definitely go up and introduce yourself. Teach her
a shoey. Yeah, teach her how to do a shoey.
Yeah, no, I offered her a beer bong, but respectfully, and it was declined. That's okay.
I also want to, just looking at the player rankings list, I also want to probably give a little shout out for Harsh Mehta, who's actually playing for the Crocs. He's number six on the list. He only played four games because they didn't make it into finals, the Crocs, but didn't lose a game.
Undefeated.
So,
he did his job.
He's every bit of the hype that we've heard, boys.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we've already shouted out Marcel Chan. He finished number one, followed by Leander, number two. And then you got Pei, number three, followed by we'll call her Shay. Yeah, let's just call her Shay.
I don't even think it's it, buddy.
But I just want to quickly shout out 1, 2, 3, 4. In fifth, we got our boy Lucas Pasco. So our local Gold Coast boy is in the top five.
Nice, very nice.
Yeah, well, and look, if you take this list and then we come up with some mathematic formulation to include age, he's just sitting at number one. He's currently right around number Brown Daddy. He's sitting around like a seventh or something like that. So there's some formulation that we can come up with. If you gave us some more time, we would show you exactly why he's the number one player.
Yeah, he's definitely number one in our hearts. And I have to say thank you to Vish, because now that he's sponsored by St- stand up, stand out. He had some leftover pickleball gear that he no longer needed and hemmed me down to me. So now I have a pickleball bag that I do not feel good enough to be walking around the courts with, but I will be. You'll be seeing my new branded bag.
Nice. We're just going to take a quick short break now for a word from our sponsor. In pickleball, you need a few things to win matches. A good partner, a good strategy, and the right shot selection. I'm Adam, your local mortgage broker. When it comes to your home loan, selecting the right lender is key to putting you on a winning strategy. With over 30 different lenders, I'm confident we're the right partner for you. If you want to discuss your current interest rate or your next home loan, then reach out to the Gold Coast Mortgage Broker today. Your bank won't tell you about a lower interest rate, but we will. Boys, hot in the kitchen. Have you got a pick after watching that first tournament on the GC for season two? Who are you thinking is hot in the kitchen? It could be a whole team. It could be an individual player. Depends how big your balls are, really. If you want to put an individual player on blast, good luck to you. But yeah, I think it's probably pretty easy to sort of think about, you know, players and teams. All you have to do is probably look at the bottom, say, four teams.
I'm just going to stick to mine. So leading up to this Gold Coast tournament, I put the Crocs hot in the kitchen. Obviously, they finished first last year, so they're going to have a lot of pressure on them to get back into the podium. Where did they finish? Eighth place. So they finished in eighth. I don't mind that, but it's their time to keep crawling up, and I'm going to keep them hot in the kitchen until they break the top five.
Well, it'll be interesting. I mean, we just mentioned Harsh, obviously, you know, undefeated. So obviously they've got a great player there. Ultimately, they can't have been very far off, to be honest, Colin, in making probably a semi-final, I would have thought. You know, just looking at, you know, their actual matches on the Friday, they were playing against the Aces. That one went to a dream breaker, and they lost 3-2, unfortunately. So that could have gone either way realistically, yep. Right? And then they played the Vipers, and that went to a dream breaker. That went to a dream breaker as well. They played in two bloody dream breakers and not come up trump. So, you know, realistically, we could be talking about them being well and truly in the top six. They could have finished where the Vipers did in reality. I think they're a watch for sure. Potentially, they're not going to finish as low as maybe others think. I think my hot in the kitchen is going to be the Stars.
Yeah.
Jay Grewal, Daniel Moore. Yeah. You're going to pile in on Daniel Moore? This might be your chance, Ty.
Maybe it wasn't your fault that you didn't win Slam Jam.
You've got
Ty.
History. We know that much. Michaeli Hayat and then Tadpole. I actually commentated on one of their matches on Saturday evening where they played against the Fours. Unfortunately, the result, the scoreboard doesn't look pretty. It's 0-4. The Fours obviously were in great form, went all the way to the final. But, worrying signs, I think, for the Stars. Challenging season one and a challenging start for season two. So hot in the kitchen would be the Southern Stars for me.
Well, along those lines, man, and this is easy because, you hate to just go straight to the bottom and pick on someone, although we had no problem doing that with Andy last season because he's just kind of – he's our boy, so he took it well. But my hot in the kitchen is definitely – and this is a guy that we all like because, damn it, he's so nice – is Aaron Blitz.
Mm.
When you have two bad seasons in a row as the captain and you get up towards the top of the draft, you have to start wondering, what has to change and am I going to be captain in season three? And how long, again, we're still new in professional pickleball in Australia. So at what point does that sort of, sunset, you know what I mean? Is it, hey, I'm not just an automatic captain because I have a bit of history behind me, as we've seen with our good friend Wesley Vine. you know, based on my former accolades. And that's and Blitzy, by the way, was absolutely the most dominant player that side of the country. And now, you know, you're sort of kind of nowhere to be seen, and that's a little bit hot in the kitchen.
This also might be a low blow, but when you pick a wedding over your pickleball tournament as a captain, what does that say about you as a captain? And now that I say that, I totally would have went to that wedding.
Jeez, I would have gone to the wedding 100%. I got punched when you said that too.
A little bit of a low blow. I don't fault you, Aaron. Everyone loves a good
jump
party.
Jump up and shout. Yeah. Jump up and shout. No.
But that was a little bit of a loophole trying to find it. Yeah. But I see where you're coming with that. That's a fair shout there, Ty.
I just think that these captain seats, man, you're starting to see, I'm starting to see this talent. People are, they know about MLP, like just a random group of guys from Bali, you know, they know the teams, they know the captains, and it's just picking up so much steam. I'm seeing some amazing, incredible players here who now, that's their goal. They want to play MLP Australia. So this talent's going to come through. How long can you just sit there and just be like, I'm captain because I'm captain? And then if you are a former captain, would you be picked? How quickly can you just, your name be erased because the freaking talent that's coming through now, even some of the best, you know, Kyle Yates, for example, he's former number one, man.
Yeah, you make up some interesting points with the Mavericks there. Look, they got beat in the first round by the Breakers, the Kyle Yates Breakers. Young Nicola Schumann, she played a standout match in that one. Look, you know, that was not a bad start, I didn't think, but then they really struggled actually on the Saturday. They got, completely wiped on the scoreboard when you look at it 0-4. But look, a couple of those matches were very, very close. They could have actually done 2-2 and gone to a dream breaker, but potentially some act-react decisions probably weren't done correctly in hindsight. So what do you got?
You can't figure it out. It won't go back in.
There you go. Sorry, I'm just technical difficulties on Colin Kugler's headphones after the big friendly giant Shane Richardson just absolutely smoked him. But yeah, interesting points, boys. Well, look, I think that probably wraps it up for the Gold Coast tournament. It was certainly good to be back, wasn't it, boys? And we actually, you actually got a little cameo in the commentary booth, didn't you?
Yeah. Saturday night. Man, you are awesome at that, by the way. You're very good. Mm-hmm. You held my hand through that whole thing. I will say there were some times I wanted to say stuff, but you kept going. I'm like, oh, guess what?
I got to create space.
You got to create space. And I will say that it's tough to, it takes a little bit to feel out your partner. And like, pickleball, like points done, grab the ball onto the serve. You have like 6 seconds to add your little tidbit that you want to add in.
You do. I've actually timed it. It's roughly on average is about 12 seconds, which, you know, there's so many points to get played and 12 seconds all adds up when you count the amount of points. But also,
then if you want to go back and forth with your
you
mate,
don't have much time, correct. Really, do you? Sometimes it's literally you're saying something like, and great backhand there by Colin Kugler, and then you stop so that there's enough time for you to say something. But you've got, you know, double the amount of time that I had, but that's still not much, right? So
Colin, you did really well. Adam, of course, you were just like a force, man.
I'm trying my hardest, boys.
You were literally born for that role. But I heard, and I couldn't see it because obviously I wasn't there. But I heard the MC was epic. I heard there was like some court announcements, entrance stuff that Colin Kugler was doing.
Yeah, DJ Coco
he's
Butters.
He's like the hype man.
Yeah.
He was like the hype man.
How did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was good. I wish I would have got 2 days out of it. I wish I would have got all my little flaws out Saturday and then really put my heart into it Sunday. But Sunday was, I'm just happy for the opportunity. Sunday was my first time doing it. I feel like I could do a little bit better. I feel like I might have overplanned. I had a lot of things that I wanted to say that sometimes in the spur of the moment, you don't really get a chance to say those things. But I had the most fun when it was Kyle Yates and I think a nice gentleman in the crowd. And then who was he playing? Was it Fuke? He was playing on the other side.
I know exactly.
Yes, against another participant in the crowd. And I really got to, you know, it felt like Slam Jam.
It was the exhibition match.
It was the
para exhibition match.
Yes, absolutely. And that felt like Slam Jam to me, where I can kind of talk midpoint, have a bit of fun. With the MC, and I was just trying to be buttoned up and as professional as possible. But I think the more opportunities that I do get with it, it'll be that much more passion and fun, and it'll just come more natural.
I reckon you were very good considering you was the first go. And I would have actually also liked to have seen you have a crack on Saturday to warm up for Sunday, because I do think you would have been so, like, awesome. You were very good. Like, some really niche-y stuff. We've already commented. Like, you had a very niche Seinfeld reference, Ty, where somebody dinked the ball into the net and he said,
"No soup for you."
Yeah, and that net said, "No soup for you." And I was like, my brain was struggling to compute how that made any freaking sense. And I said, "Did you just say no soup for you?" And then I thought about it. Is that a Seinfeld reference? And he goes, "Yeah, I know my crowd. Look at them. They're all 60.
I got to play it in my crowd, baby. I'm glad you got it.
I will say it has been an absolute honor starting this podcast with you guys, starting this Slam Jam tournament. You know, Adam, watching you make a name for yourself in professional pickleball as a legendary commentator.
Too soon, but trying my hardest.
Everybody loves literally Coach K. And that's how, you know, you've got that name for yourself. And that's all because we have, you know, the viewership, which is growing. We're still waiting on that paddle sponsor, but hey, that's probably not too far away.
I'm going to check my emails when we get off. I reckon it's in there now.
It has been an absolute ride from that very first day where we said, hey, maybe we should start a tournament. And then Colin says, yeah, where you can booth. And that's literally the genesis of what this has become. So I wanted to say a very very grateful for you both. This has been a lot of fun so far.
And we cannot forget Mike Newell.
Yeah, Mikey.
And Mikey Newell. Yeah.
Big shout out to
him.
We
wouldn't have a freaking tournament without him.
No, exactly.
Yeah. We would have had complaints, not a tournament, because we would have been like, got, hey, everyone, we've got this cool idea. Give us your money. We're going to get some drinks and we're going to play pickleball. And then it would have been the most chaotic tournament ever, where there was just no one playing anyone in their division. It would have been like, I don't know, Doc would have been playing freaking me in singles, and he would have dominated me with his two knee braces. I know that much.
Yeah, so yeah, just wanted to make sure we get Mike's name out there. But, you know, after the tournament, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's actually a few pickleball power couples that's formed.
Oh, this is one of your favorite segments, Sam. Uh-huh. Why don't you bring us on in with the season two pickleball power couples?
Well, obviously the MVP that I believe was the MVP, Marcel Chan.
Mm-hmm.
He
could have anyone.
He blew up.
Oh, yeah.
He blew up socially. Yeah. And there is a young singer that he has been caught on TMZ on a date with in Vietnam already.
Ooh, tell us more.
Her name is Dua Lipa.
Oh, Dua Lipa.
Wow. Do you know her?
No, I thought that was a gymnastics maneuver.
She is very famous, but now they're dating, so that's good for them. Do we have applause for them at all?
Uh-huh. Let me go back, and booyakasha.
Boom, congratulations, wow. Marcel Chan. Now, our new friend, Shelby Bates.
Oh,
she was over here. There was an actor that was actually filming the same time she was here. And now apparently they've been seen drinking a few coffees together. Ryan Gosling.
Wow. He's very nice.
I got two more. I got two more. Our boy Kyle Watnall. Good looking dude. I got to meet him in person. Good looking. Taller than I thought. Nice guy. I didn't know he likes a little flavor, because he got caught dating Beyonce.
I don't have a soundbite, but I do have that's appropriate. But this one is just one I can throw in.
If you're an asswipe, no one's going to pick you.
When Katie said that.
That's so good. All right, last one.
Beyonce picked Kyle, so suck it.
Yeah, last one to round it off. Our boy who went to the emergency room, Wesley Gabrielson. Apparently, he didn't have bronchitis. He was out with Dolly Parton.
Oh, working 9 to 5. Thanks to make a living.
And that wraps up pickleball power couples.
Wow. That is exquisite as always, Colin. We'll be having to keep an eye. I'm going to ask some hard questions of those individuals and just find out a little bit more about how things are going. Well, that's going to wrap us up for the recap of the Gold Coast tournament. Boys, I've got another little surprise. You heard the news clip of her name is Sweet Brown talking about the incident. Then the internet, boys, the internet comes and takes over. So I'm going to play for you. We're going to play it out, the remix version of Sweet Brown's news clip. Thank you very much.
I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I'm praying for my life. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't
nobody got time. Nobody's seeing Adam Sanzos right now. They are on fire.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Jesus is a fire.
Yeah. If you didn't get bronchitis, people wouldn't have to listen to this.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm glad I brought it back up in Pickleball Power Couple so you can really launch this.
Wow.
This is unplanned Adam, by us, but totally planned by Adam.
Those are dad moves. Wow. I can't see Colin. I can only see you, and those are dad dance moves.
Yeah. Wow. I would be lying if I said I have now heard that for double-digit times because I listened to it probably 5 years ago and it was really great to reacquaint myself. All right.
Oh, wow.
Let's get into the preview for Vietnam, hey? What do you say about that?